For the record, my name is Jonathan Plant, and this oral history is being conducted for the Mi Familia Mi Comunidad project. Today's date is October 15th, 2016. Location is the John E. Conner Museum in Kingsville, Texas. This event is a collaboration of the Conner Museum and the South Texas Archives, made possible by a grant from the National Endowment for the Humanities. The purpose of this project is to obtain the oral histories of South Texas residents in an attempt to document, collect, and preserve the rich heritage of Hispanics living in South Texas. For the record, please state your first name.
Raul.
Last name?
Rosales.
Age?
78.
Date of birth?
December 1837.
And your current street address?
1128 Cypher Street, Kingsville.
Excellent. How long have you lived in South Texas, Dr. Rosales?
Well, my parents and I came from Campbellton in 1942. I was born in Campbellton, Texas. My parents were migrant workers, sharecropper, in-state migrants, and we came to Kingsville in 42. My father started working at the naval base while they were constructing the naval base here in Kingsville. And of course, I went to school here in Kingsville, Stephen F. Austin School, and I graduated from high school here in Kingsville in 1956. Came to A&I. It was at A&I in 57 that I enrolled in the platoon leaders class, the Marine Corps officer training program. And after I graduated in 1960, I was commissioned and went on active duty with the Marine Corps. I came back in 1963 and started teaching in Brownsville, Texas. Sadly to say, I was not able to teach here in Kingsville because I was a secondary educator, and at that time it appeared that Kingsville was not hiring Mexican Americans at the high school. So I got a job in Brownsville, and then assumed my graduate degree here at A&I, got my master's degree in 78. And then in 79, I went to the University of Houston and got my doctor's degree in school administration. And during my stay at the university, I spent a year in Toluca, Mexico, as a Fulbright professor. I taught at the Teacher College or Normal Superior of Toluca in 1974. Came back went to back to Houston, where I was a professor and an assistant professor at the university. At that time, I applied for a job in Eagle Pass, and I became assistant superintendent in Eagle Pass. In 1978, I applied here in Kingsville for an assistant superintendent. And I was assistant superintendent until 1993, when I became superintendent. And I've stayed here all my life. I have three beautiful children. My wife is Dolores M. Margot Rosales, and she's from Kingsville, and she's a retired teacher in Kingsville. So I'm very, very happy to have grown in Kingsville, and I am thankful to my parents, who always emphasized education. They did not have the education, but they always emphasized that we receive a good education, and I'm glad that I was able to. Thank God that I was able to. In 1991, I was ordained a deacon in the Catholic Church, and as a matter of fact, 2 weeks from now, I'll be celebrating 25 years as a deacon here at St. Martin's Catholic Church. And that sums it.
Excellent. Well, you are definitely an inspiration, sir.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Appreciate you coming out today. Let me ask you just a couple questions. You were superintendent here at Kingsville ISD?
Yes.
Yes? And for how many years?
4 years.
Okay.
I was assistant for 10 years.
10 years, okay. So you've been 14 years altogether with your service with
the district, yes.
And you said at the time you originally applied, they were not hiring Mexican-Americans?
No, I did not apply. I did not apply in 1963 because it was understood that KISD would not hire high school teachers. I think the only one that was in the high school was a coach who was made a breakthrough in the secondary education. Ray Gomez, he was a well-known coach and teacher, and I think he was the only one there. I remember the superintendent told him that that he was hired because he was a good Mexican. At that time, that's the attitude that people had.
And what year was that? What around what
63.
Year?
63. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's awful. In the Marine Corps, where were you stationed?
I did my officer basic school in Quantico, Virginia, and then I was transferred to a 3rd Battalion, 1st Marine Division in California, and then I went to the Air Wing in El Toro, Marine Corps base in Santa Ana, California, and he was there in October of 1962. That I was called to Cuba during the Cuban Missile Crisis. I became a member of the 5th Marine Expeditionary Force that was sent to the Caribbean in case we had to invade Cuba. I was a member of the ITT Battalion Interrogation Translation Team to be used to translation of enemies captured in Cuba, if we ever did go. And thank God we did not have that war with Fidel Castro, because it was scary. We later learned that we were on the brink of nuclear holocaust in 1962. And with the help of Kennedy and many other people, we were able to prevent that from happening. So that was the extent of my active duty. But then I returned to Kingsville, to Corpus Christi Reserve Unit, and I became one of the company commanders in the reserve unit where I had been as an enlisted man. And I stayed there until I went to other units, and I retired from the Marine Corps with 21 years in 1978.
Very good. How did you find Kingsville changed when you came back as assistant superintendent from opposed to 63? Yes. Well, if you could talk a little bit about
it. Was a tremendous change, and of course, I think at that particular time the school district was looking at their administrators based on experience and ability, and I became assistant superintendent, and after so many years as assistant, I was promoted to superintendent, and I think that's an example of how the attitude changed of the school board and also the community in regards to Mexican-American teachers and administrators. So I'm glad that the change was there and I was able to serve as superintendent for many years. Well, for 4 years.
You were part of the change?
Yes. I think so. I was the first Hispanic superintendent that had graduated from Kingsville High School.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. Now, when you went to work as an educator in Brownsville, did you find that the environment there was more tolerant, for instance, than in Kingsville?
Oh, yes, it was, very definitely. I was very happy to work there in Brownsville. The people were receptive. I was elected as Texas State Teachers Association president, and after 2 years that I was there, the teachers were honest and good teachers, and the superintendent was a Mexican-American, compared, of course, to what Kingsville had, and they were very receptive. And I think Brownsville gave a lot of teachers from Kingsville, because I taught with a lot of teachers from Kingsville who had left here to go to Brownsville and applied for jobs and got jobs. I got a job at the high school, and I was able to teach my field of history. I was not able to do it here in 63.
Excellent. Is there a particular period of history that you're interested in? A particular?
Oh yes, I have always read about the Civil War. I just read a book about Lincoln and the 60 days that he had to go through before he passed the Emancipation Proclamation. I didn't ever realize that he went through so much turmoil in those 6 months when he started thinking about emancipating the slaves, and by the time that he announced the proclamation in 1863. So that's a part of history that I am really enjoy reading. I read the book about Lincoln and how the military experience that he had. I read the book about Lincoln and his two secretaries, Lincoln's boys, the two secretaries that stayed with him all during this period. So it's a tremendous history, and I'm very proud of our history. And I hope that our country continues being a government for all the people, not just a few.
Very good. Very good. Okay. So